see that we will be no more audit until 2015. I think it will give us also, I think reduce the tax risk or tax implication from this potential audit. With this, net profit after tax increased 12% year-on-year to 2.7 trillion. Normalized NPAT, meaning without this tax one-time adjustment, grew by 31% to 3.1 trillion. With this, let me go with you more detail. On the slide number three, on the balance sheet, I will show you quarter to quarter, particularly on the last quarter. The loan portfolio and trade finance, in the last quarter, this is including DSP, grew by 2%. Excluding DSP, last quarter grew by 4%. Full year reflection of 2% growth, positive without DSP. On the funding side, CASA, time deposit, bank borrowing, particularly long-term funding, this is the funding that we raised through Adira Finance to fund partly their portfolio. Year-on-year, we see a decline. This is in line with the loan demand or loan growth. But quarter-to-quarter, you start to show a positive growth. Along the line, I think CASA on average balance, time deposit is still actually a decline. As I said before, we are focusing a lot today on much more quality CASA and granular funding. So a lot of pressure for business to bring much more, I think, granular funding across branches. Next is on the income statement. Year-on-year non-interest income, fourth quarter definitely show a strong growth compared to other quarter. I think I do expect this to carry on throughout 2017. Operating income year-on-year increased by 2%. Operating expenses declined 4%. So PPOP improved by 9% year-on-year. COC, I think a remarkable, I think, achievement for us. Last year declined by 12% compared to the industry, particularly, I think, the top 10 players. Last year, we still have a restructuring cost. This is, I think, largely, I would say, about 60% is to fix our DSP. We are closing branch. We plan to close further more branches this year, and also I think we are also have a lot of transformation across organization, either the in the back office for operation, for our part of the F&B. So altogether, restructuring cost about 260 billion last year. NPBT 39%, taxes increased by 120%. This is because of one-time charges of 456 billion. This is overall NPAT, but when you look at the, I would say when you look at the just the fourth quarter trend, operating profit show a very positive trend throughout the year. Key financial ratios show on a risk-adjusted NIM today stood at 5.4% compared to a year before 4.4%. If you're concerned, I think this I will say that 5.4% is a trend that we would like to maintain along the line with growth in other different portfolio, particularly our engine on the SME, commercial, and other portfolio as well. Cost to income 48.8%. You see every quarter last year actually we maintained the discipline. Cost to income ratio below 50%. This will be our next trend definitely. ROA, ROE show an improvement. LFR, 91%. I also put a consolidated LFR. Consolidated including total portfolio of Adira Finance, which is the loan, but also the funding, we include the structured funding raised by Adira Finance. LFR consolidated stood at a very healthy level today, 97%. This is the level also we would like to maintain. Capital remain high, NPL gross 3.1%. So overall, this is, I think, the key financial ratio. Across all these major key financial ratio, quarter to quarter, I think we continue to show improvement throughout the year. And I do believe that we will maintain this year. I think show further improvement. We believe in many areas. Now, the next slide, I will say, we would like to show you what is the impact, I think, of the micro business. To show you, this is a difference. If the bank consolidated performance with micro and without micro. So if you do a little bit math by yourself, then you know to figure out what is the DSP overall impact currently from 2015 and 2016 that impacted our overall performance. Definitely, I think the cost of credit, it will be improved. So this is, I will say, the consolidated financial statement without SME. This is without SEMM, sorry. This is our direction. We would like to achieve this level in terms of few financial ratios. Of course, we have to fix, still continue have to fix the SB. This is the year that we put a lot of effort to bring the negative contribution to small, make it smaller compared to a year before for the SB. So without that loss, I think actually our ROE moves at 9.5%. Without that tax adjustment, actually we are already at 10%, slightly above 10%. Micro banking turnaround strategy, continue to reorganize. Now we split the portfolio into two classifications. One we call it micro banking. Special asset is mostly the branches that have a negative contribution. You can call it loss. High NPL, which is we fix it, shut down the branches, we let go the people. The micro banking is the branches that we focus on growth, focus to improve the productivity, including the bottom line. Definitely, to do this, we have to focus on network rationalization. Currently, we have 700 branches. This year, the plan that we put to Central Bank is to shut down at least 22% of the branches this year, particularly in the special asset classification. Revamp the business model, because using current model definitely it doesn't sustainable, and it deteriorates the bank overall performance. Next slide, I think this is to show you overall liquidity. We remain very liquid. Overall average daily LFR, we are at 91% throughout the year. Consolidated LFR as well, overall at 97%. Compared to Buku 3, definitely I think we manage much lower than Buku 3. Capital, I will not talk much about capital. With this level of capital, I will say we are secure for the growth for the next 3 years, medium term, and also full loaded of implementation of Basel 3, which you know for Indonesia, it will be full loaded up by 2019. And this is also the capital also will be secure us when we implement IFRS 9. Next is on the business by business growth. You might see the name of wholesale, but this is not a corporate banking. Particularly, this is largely commercial business, trade finance business, lower tier of corporate customer. That's where we are focusing. Overall year-on-year grew by 11%, quarter-to-quarter 9%. A lot of changes, I think, the business has been went through. You will see the slide that we put for Pak Siawa to brief you. Particularly for this business, we improved a lot, including the turnaround time, including the improving the business and so forth. ABF, asset-based financing, it showed a reduction. Particularly, we reduced, I think, our portfolio in the mining. This is asset-based financing portfolio. So SME overall increased by 10%, quarter-to-quarter 3%. Now, consumer banking, mortgage 21%. Mortgage business, I understand this is a lower yield business. But the way we do this, it has to be bundled with a lot of, bundled with other products. Our holding at least 4.5 times type of product for this customer allow us to do cross-sell, allow us also to grow the CASA from the customer. So the mortgage here, you see 21%, it's just grow lending. Our aim is to grow around the customer, bring cross-sell. So what we are looking for is a total profit margin from the customer. Others, these are unsecured personal loans, which is we reduced our portfolio last year substantially. Credit card, we increased last year. Net, I think still are declining because of unsecured personal loan. Mass market show on the next slide. So overall, the total loan, as I think we show you, overall basis is about 4%. Next, I think it's a mass market particularly. Adira Finance. Actually, I think the new sales of Adira Finance, I think it's important for you to, when we see Adira Finance, there's a new financing, of course there's a runoff portfolio, because the average duration for this business, both 2 years and 4 years, on average is only 18 months. So the runoff is quite fast for this business. It's a monthly installment loan. But the trend of new financing for Adira Finance, last year we are much better than industry. I think you already know the industry sales, particularly for two wheels, is negative 8%, the industry. We overall grew much better, declined slightly better than industry. For four wheels, 60% of our business focusing on commercial car. Last year, industry declined by almost 30%. So this, of course, impacted our portfolio. But overall, our new sales on four-wheelers declined by 10%. It means we gained market share, definitely, last year. So net Adira Finance is still a negative growth of 5%. Later, you can add, probably, we have, I think we expect this year industry turn to a positive growth. Allow us to turn back to also to a positive growth in a total basis. CSP, I think I spoke a lot before the portfolio. So overall, we expect this year SEML will decline also more or less at the same rate in 2017. So the contribution of SAM, like Pasirwan already mentioned, we used to, I think, almost 20% contribution micro business of total loan. Last year dropped to on average about 7%. This year, our estimation, 2017, micro loan on average contribution will drop to 5% of our total business. So it means, I think, it's what we are ready, I think, to less reliance on this business. I think the shift gear to focus on the new engine, which is we proved to you, the growth started from the second semester last year, which I think this allow us, I think, translate to a lower yield business. I show you on the next slide, slide 11. I think I understand a lot of concern from you, particularly Danamon shifting from high margin business to low yield business. By the way, I think you need to see also, I think currently total portfolio, SAM and two wheels. Four wheels is not a high margin business. I think our average yield is 16%. In our field, it's not high margin business for four wheelers. But two wheels, yes. On average, used 32%. Now, altogether today is a contribute about 25%. Largely is 2 years. DSP, I told you, on average is 7%. Now, the rest is contribute, of course, corporate, commercial, SME, and other products, including mortgage. This low yield, what we need to see is will translate also to lower COC trends going forward. So what we measure is based on risk-adjusted margin. Lowest cost, lower OPEX, yes, thanks, Yawa. Lower OPEX, definitely, that's how I think we prove you first to bring down the OPEX, because we shift to different engine of business. So what we focus first to improve the cost-to-income ratio first, then we grow the portfolio for the new engine. So the risk-adjusted margin, I think full year 5.4%. I think this is quite sustainable for us to maintain going forward. Either lower COC or, of course, lower yield, but we would like also to overall, I think, improve cost-to-income ratio. So 48.8% is just a starting point. Hopefully we can improve when we grow the business volume. Next slide, definitely, I think, to show you our discipline in terms of maintaining asset quality. NPL absolute amount saw a declining trend. Definitely far much, much better than industry. In terms of NPL, I would say the out of 3.7 trillion, 1.5 trillion is from DSP. So this is the area that we are fixing. Focus a lot on collection and recovery. This is, I think, our one of the main focus in DSP. Next slide, I will say this is just to compare to industry. Danamon, I think the loan distributor by sector, including the NPL. Now, particularly for Danamon NPL, Yushio Mining stood at 27.6%. Only one customer. Which is, I think, the provisioning also, we already fully provided, I think, almost full by end of last year. So the contribution to the total portfolio is very small. But when you look at the industry trend, the NPL on industry trend, definitely I think across all major sector, NPL is increasing. That